thanks for joining us, Sunshines. We're on our way to Hollywood Bets Grable this morning. The show was recorded on a Saturday morning. It's the Gold Challenge to look forward to. My goodness me, we're chomping at the bit to be at the track. Don't forget, on Saturday night, it's Spinner Zonke Jackpot Race Night from 8:30 through to 10:30. Bundles of money to be won. Let's move on to Turfantine. There's the winning form. I must say, it's a very nice card too. Nine races are carded. They race on the Standside track. First race is the World Sports Betting welcomes you. Maiden Plate. It's run over 1,160 metres. Now, in the first race, you can take out number two in the ether. That was a recent winner. Antigua Knight, number five on the card, ran first time out, third, behind a horse called Glittering Girl. And Glittering Girl, of course, came out and ran second, a neck to Sweet Pepper in the Alan Robertson Championship. Besides that particular form line, there have been seven other runners out of the form line. No placings. But I think Antigua Knight should be the right one in the first race after that very, very nice debut. So we're going with the five, race one, Kelvin Abib for Sean Terry. They're also having a tremendous run. We're going to move through this card rather briskly. Let's go on to the second, the start of the Bipot. This has run over 1,160 metres. Sonnenstrahl, number two, is now a non-participant. In this race, you've got a strong favourite, a horse called Pinch Hit, who is odds on with Hollywood Bets. www.hollywoodbets.net. Go check out all your prices. A couple of our friends in the outlets here were telling us in KZN they love that fourth placing that is available with Hollywood Bets on race day. Don't forget about that. Now, Pinch Hit, first time out run second, last time out run sixth. It was a little bit below par. More was expected. In fact, went off very short on that occasion. Odds on at 6-10. Must be a runner. But what catches my eye in this race are the debutants. Spielberg, number three. Two of three siblings, one on debut. I like that kind of record, that kind of stat. So watch out for that. Those two siblings were Spring Break. One of those siblings really won well on debut. There was another one who won a few. Over the page, a horse called Run for Cover. See, Ashwin Reynolds is a part owner of Run for Cover with Greg Bortz and others. This horse is related to Bequest, who won three in a row. So the debutants, I believe, we're going to have to keep an eye on. I may take on that favourite. We'll have the slide at the end with the selections, first, second, third, fourth. But I am leaning towards the first-timers at the races. 5 minutes past one, start of the place accumulator. This is a maiden plate. For me, it's all Dawn Mission. We're going to be brief, as I said. Dawn Mission, the cheek pieces are now on. I think this horse will get it right in the third race. Note that Atlantic City, Alamite's front only. It is the second run after the rest in gelding. That one is owned by the Hollywood Bet Syndicate. I thought could run rather well in the third race. We go on to race four, the start of the pick six. This is run over a mile. Fourth race, Wafif and Leopold's look the two. But what about the horse that used to be with Dean Cunnamare? Has now moved on to the Candace Dawson yard. This horse, Sir Michael, 109-day rest, hasn't won for ages. We've backed this horse on many occasions. Maybe the new surroundings. We could see Sir Michael in the number one box. I'm leaning towards Sir Michael in race four to show there. Race five on the card, the Juvenile Filly Stakes over the 1,400. Very difficult to side against Maharani, who we know Hollywood Bets around 5-10 it is. Maharani seeking four in a row. There's one I want to mention in this race, a horse called Intoxicating, who is still a maiden run, fifth first time out behind Sweet Pepper. They're fitted the tongue tie. That's at a price. I thought that was a nice place bet. 53 kgs only on the back. Keegan DeMello rides. We go on to race six, the WSB Highfelt Winter Juvenile Stakes, also run over the 7 furlongs. I'm siding here with Gavin Lorena. In fact, my day banks on Gavin Lorena to have a good one. Horse called Golden Prospect is the selection in race six. Race seven on the card used to be, of course, a preferential ticket for the Hollywood Bets Durban July. No more, but still, this horse could throw his name into the hat. We're talking Naval Guard, who's won so spectacularly. This looks like a real racehorse. I'm very strong on Naval Guard, quoted at even money with Hollywood. Marching on together, by the way, number five is scratched. We go on to the eighth race. What are we doing in race eight? Dave Nieuwenhuizen has one run on the card. This horse called Mill Queen. Again, it's Mr. Lorena in the irons. That's the one I'm going with as the first choice. Say When, number eight, is out of race eight. Takes us on to the ninth race. All going according to plan, should be run at 16:40. Race nine on the program. I'm going with a horse called Bellevarde, who had excuses post-maiden. Jumped awkward, cut into. Joe Soma, again, Gavin Lorena in the irons. Let's hope Gavin Lorena has a wonderful day. That's racing on the Sunday, sunshines. We'll be back on the Monday. Hollywood Bets Grable on the Polly. Enjoy and hit them hard.